Trent Cotchin about to join us from the Tigers. Just waiting to check down the line if he's there and ready for us. He's there. He's ready to join us. Trent, thanks for your time.
No worries at all.
Well, obviously, good news and bad news for Richmond fans this morning waking up. They would have been disappointed with last night. But to hear that Alex Rance has re-signed for 4 years must be a real boost. When did you actually find out yourself?
I found out yesterday, but we kept it from the boys until today. So, obviously, fantastic news for both Rancey and the football club, and it shows a real belief in where we're heading. And we're just looking forward to, as big a news as it is, I think it was sort of expected and it was just a matter of time.
Did you have any role in it at all? I mean, I know players always say they don't talk about contracts and so forth, but you are the captain, so did you have any sort of influence in speaking to Alex?
Oh, look, not so much an influence on him signing or not signing. It was more, I think the club handled it really well from a media point of view. And the thing that we set out to do from the start was just to support him in whatever decisions he needed to make, whether that was football-wise. He just needed time, and we're really happy and pleased with the 4 years, of course.
Hey, Coach, you'll never work in the media, mate, because if you get told that information, you just can't keep it in. Are you sure you didn't tell anyone?
No, actually, I might have slipped up. I told my wife that was about it, Robbo.
You got it. That's what you got to tell someone.
We got to get his someone. Wife on the payroll, Robbo.
She works for News Limited.
Hey, Coach, it was an interesting game last night. From the first quarter in the Fremantle game where you controlled and aggressive and you moved the ball so well, it started off so poorly and it seemed to just to be a slog to get it back on even keel at some stage.
Yeah, I think frustrating is probably what sums up our game last night. I mean, there was times where we showed promise. There was times that we really let ourselves down with just basic fundamental skill errors. And probably the one that was most disappointing, especially early in the game, was where we let, you know, two or three goals on the goal line go through where we should have just rushed it. And I mean, that's the end result of the game is three goals. And we didn't even play our best footy. So really disappointing with the outcome. And obviously you want to win as many games of footy as possible. And we felt that considering we didn't play good footy, we were still in the game. But they're the games we need to win if we want to really be a contender this season.
Trent, Dermot here. I was really disappointed on a few moments in the first half, especially. They tend to play an extra in the defence. You guys do as well. But their defender sat 20, 25 metres off any stoppage in a direct line between the stoppage and the goals. The quick kick that came forward invariably was picked off by that man around that distance behind. One of those forwards, the three or four stay-at-home forwards, has to come up within striking distance. And I thought the first time, all right, it'll happen the second time. They'll come up just to spoil in distance for that quick hat kick forward. Didn't happen the second time. Didn't happen the third time. It happened half a dozen times before it was somebody rounded up that bloke.
Yeah, I mean, it is disappointing. Obviously, we knew exactly how they were going to set up coming into the game. Whether that was an adjustment we needed to make at the stoppage and shape that little bit more. But again, as you said, we need one of our forwards rounding that up. Credit to West Coast. I mean, they positioned themselves extremely well and McGovern is such a great chop-out mark.
They're so good at it, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And for an undersized back line, it's actually working for them at the moment. They do a bit more zoning than most defenders do and just roll around, which is credit to them to the way they've adjusted with so many injuries.
Trent, Dustin Martin was outstanding last night. He's amazing to watch when he's in that sort of mood. It felt like that he was the only one last night of the leadership group or someone that was prepared to swim against the tide, play a little bit physical, seek big moments. Are you disappointed that when that 8 to 10 minute patch came at the start of the game that there wasn't the ability to force a moment, to force a big action that may have arrested momentum back?
Yeah, I mean, upon reflection, you never feel like you were really out of the game. I think we just missed our opportunities. You know, it was an easy fumble or a missed tackle that just gave them that opportunity to either score or get it at least inside 50. And then those other three mistakes that we had on the goal line that, you know, isn't us and isn't what we pride ourselves on. That was the disappointing part of especially that first quarter. But, I mean, just those basic skill areas across the game that, you know, they are pretty disheartening as a team, and they're the things that we've been doing really well over the past sort of, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. So the challenge for us is to dust ourselves off, obviously disappointing, and review the game and see where we went wrong, but to take a far better attitude and energy and intensity into the contest against a quality outfit next Friday night.
Been a slower ball movement pattern over the last month since the Collingwood game. You've played a very measured game of football, very measured brand, methodically working your way down the ground, and it's been really beneficial for your team defence as well as your offence. Do you have to look at that after last night? Do you have to make adjustments? Are Richmond skillful enough against the best sides in the comp to do that?
Yeah, look, I don't think anything changed last night, and anything hasn't changed really over the last, probably, as I said, 4 to 6 weeks. It was just those executions of skill, and I mean, you look back to earlier on in the year, and that was the stuff that was winning. So it's just about getting back out there and training against the way opposition teams are going to set up against us and make sure that we do control the footy in times where we need to. Obviously, Eagles hold their back six pretty much the whole game and zone off a fair bit. So we just need to be smart with where we put the ball and give our forwards their best chance of winning it.
The layout they have against you, not just the back six you're talking about, but any time you're in your own defensive half of the ground, pretty well the layout ahead of you, the way they scan the surface and they cover pretty well every angle. It's as good as anyone I have seen in the past couple of years. It is a very good defensive game setup-wise we're talking, that is going around.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I think the impressive thing from an opposition point of view was the fact that they set up like that defensively, but then once they do win it back, they have the courage to run forward and go hard and go quick, which makes it hard to defend if you're not on your game 100%. So I think teams will be looking at that going forward and try to stop that run. They like that handball receive off the mark as well, so you just got to close those out.
I know that Damien didn't blame the break, but history is littered with teams that come off a bye break and can't start well. I really thought you coughed up 14 points to zero before you started hitting targets by foot. It just reeked of a team which was 5% off the mark because they hadn't played in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know it's a hard one. I mean, upon reflection, we're up at halftime. Yes, we had a little bit of a poor start to the game, but we're in the game and we just needed to capitalise on a few. And then you go into the last quarter and we missed probably 4 or 5 shots that at least should have been scoring opportunities. It was just about taking our chances, which we've done really well over the past month and didn't last night. So, I mean, we trained really well on the week leading up to the game. The guys got a good break in as well. So, I mean, which is important, and we're just looking forward to coming back in Monday, reviewing the game and knowing exactly what's required for us to work on going forward. And as I said earlier, play against a really quality opposition that we're looking forward to that challenge.
Never thought I'd say it, Derm, but maybe more Richmond players need to spend time with Dustin Martin through the break.
Well, I didn't. I played crap, boys. So,
what happened to you?
That might have been it.
It wasn't. I mean, we're not going to say you played crap, but you said it, and we're probably not going to disagree. It was. You just struggled to get involved. 7 clearances. You had 8 touches in the last quarter, and you really fought.
Fraction fumbly last
night.
Yeah,
you just couldn't get it together last night, mate.
Yeah, I suppose it's hard without actually reviewing the game. I mean, yeah, I've got no answer for you, boys. It's disappointing myself, and I'll make sure that it doesn't happen again next week.
Give yourself a sun score. If Dimmer said...
Trent wasn't even alive.
Yeah. I'm taking you back through history there, Trent. Give yourself a score out of 10. If Damien said to you, be honest, give yourself a score, what are you going to round up with?
4 or 5.
Really? I thought you were better than that. I'm not trying to placate you or patronise you. I thought you were better than that.
I think the touches I had at times impacted in scores and so forth, but... No, you pride yourself on playing your best footy every week, and for me, that's not the standard that I want to set for myself and my teammates. So the challenge is me to improve.
Sorry, Trent. Can I ask you what it's like to rove as an opposition midfielder when Nick Natanui is in form like that?
Yeah, we've had a couple of tough weeks with Sandy and, yes, and Nick Knapp, but I mean, I love the fact that Ivan Maric just competes the way he does, and it's obviously challenging when you're giving up, you know, 5-6 centimetres in a ruck contest every time, and not only is that the height difference, then you've got their reach is generally that or more, so you know, they're freaks. The way they can, and he's a strong, I can't use the word bastard, but he's a strong bugger. And
you did.
I did. No, and a great person too, mind you. But you know, you get first use at stoppage, it really helps your game and gets the ball in your half and gives your forwards first opportunity. Again, as you said, me individually and the team, I think we're fumbly at times with our opportunities. So, you know, you have those wins and it probably turns around the clearance differential to almost even, and maybe that's the difference in the game.
Can I ask you a question? I reckon Richmond have gone years, would have started last night, and half the team would have stressed about the mistakes they made. At one stage, I reckon 5 out of 8 kicks went straight to the opposition. Richmond gone in past years would have, I reckon, just panicked and frustrated and tossed it in. Do you look at it as a positive that, right, we have just got to stop thinking about this, put a line in the sand, change, get back into the game, lead at half-time, challenge a couple of times. I think the last quarter sort of petered out a bit for, you know, 15 minutes out. But for about 40 minutes there, you were competing. I don't know if Richmond would have done that 3 years ago.
Yeah, I certainly think we've matured mentally. The reality is that a game of footy, there's a lot of mistakes. You just want to make sure that you far outweigh them with really positive chances and so forth. So as a group, our message is that, you know, whether it be you, the one that's making the mistake, or whether it's disheartening because one of your teammates has made the mistake, you've got to move on because the next opportunity is there within seconds. So the challenge is to make sure that we're winning more than we're losing in those moments, as Durham spoke about earlier. And if you can do that for majority of the game, you give yourself every chance of being in it or winning it.
It's amazing, the mind games in sport. I don't know if you follow the NBA, Koch, I mean, but I'm sure you do. The Warriors going up against LeBron James, the mind games that have been written about, and the power of the mind to compete against LeBron James as a team and get up and win. It's not staggering. It's so enlightening to listen to these elite sports people say, right, this is what we've got to do. We've got to forget that. We've got to move on. We've got to play as a team. Is there any difference in thinking that about LeBron James and Cleveland?
Do you think you're the best in the world?
No, they're not the best.
I did hear that comment.
is it similar thinkings in elite sport around the world from you individuals?
I think Americans are a little bit different to the way Australians are. Like, if someone made that comment in our media, they'd be laughed at and bullied in the media for...
Not if they were the best.
Yeah, well...
What if Fife come out and said, I'm confident I'm the best player in the competition?
Yeah, I'd probably pat him on his back, but it's certainly a big part of sport these days, and whether that be, you know, positive mindsets and so forth, but also the anxious part as well. It's becoming such a, you know, I don't want to turn this positive into a negative, but it's a big part of how people feel, think, live day-to-day lives with the pressures of AFL. And I think that's why it's so important to remain positive no matter how many mistakes you're making. Keep telling yourself that you are doing really well, because the reality is that we're playing a game that's not perfect, and there are going to be times where you're not quite at your best, but you can turn it around pretty quickly, unlike cricket where you go out and you're done for the rest of the day sort of thing. So,
does everyone know the club psychologist?
Does everyone know?
Does every player know and talk to the club psychologist?
I would think it's more of your choice, and there's other different ways, you know, there's... all that emotional intelligence, there's different coaches in visualisation and so forth, positive affirmation statements and all that sort of stuff that really helps with getting yourself in a really positive mind frame. And our guys have been doing plenty of work in that over the last few years, which I think really helps, whether it be that 1% or 2%, but it could be the difference between you performing or not performing.
Trent, we appreciate your time always when someone fronts up after a loss. As we said, there's a positive spin today with the news on Alex, but ultimately, I guess, the disappointment would remain for you and your fans today.
Well done coming on today, too. Well spoken.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Trent Cotchin joining us there, the captain of the Tigers.